And again, I always like to touch on my time traveler theory, right? Where I say, if you need to time travel to be sure of it or change it, then you can't control it. So give time its time, and it's the only thing you're, and it's the only way you're going to start trusting the time. And just know you can't rush it. If you want it to last forever, welcome to another episode of The Inner Guidebook. I'm your host, Saudi professional boxer Ziad Al-Mayouf, with my best friend and social media megastar, Mustafa Hassan. And as you all know, I'm always traveling for my training camps. And wherever I go, wherever I'm going to travel, because I'm never in one place for too long, I'm going to have a co-host with me at the place that I'm at. And I'm in Los Angeles right now. And for Los Angeles, I wanted to have Mustafa, not only because of what he's doing on social media, the groundbreaking stuff he's doing on social media, but also because of what he's helped me with, because of what he's helped himself through, and what I've seen him go through, and what I've seen him overcome, and also how we relate in our conversations outside of the podcast. So it would only make it the best decision, to be honest, to have him as my co-host for the time being, and hopefully one day forever. But for the time being, I'm your host Ziad, and my co-host Mustafa. What's up, Mustafa?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. They loved our last episode.
Yeah.
People loved the episode on overcoming, you know, past traumas and how to deal with that. And we ended the last episode talking about therapy. And that's what I'm going to start this episode with, because that's what I said in the last episode. I said this is for a whole other episode, because really navigating mental health is for another episode. So welcome to this episode of The Inner Guidebook. And today we're going to be speaking about and speaking through navigating your mental health. And I wanted to kick off the episode with a quote, because I feel like this quote will set the tone to how we navigate mental health, and it will set the tone to the episode really. And this quote says, "Your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They merely determine where you start."
Wow.
Your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They merely determine where you can start. And that's really it. That is what I believe navigating mental health is, where we judge our mental health based on our current and present circumstances, thinking that how we feel now and what we're going through now is how we're going to feel later and what we're going to keep going through.
Yeah.
We don't stop it there, right? We don't stop what we're going through now at what we're going through now. It doesn't mean we're going to go through it tomorrow. And even if we go through it tomorrow, we won't go through it with the same emotions.
Yeah, 100%.
So the first point I just wanted to speak about is therapy.
Yeah.
That's the first point I want to speak on, because I want to break the stigmas we have in the Arab world when we're speaking about therapy, when we're speaking through therapy and navigating mental health through therapy. We tend to shy away from it in the Arab world.
It's looked down upon. Yeah.
We shy away from it. And not only is it even looked down upon, we find, or there's the stigma and misconception that there is no use for it. There is no use for it, and that physical exercise is the way to go.
This is the only way to go.
This is always what we speak on, right? Mm-hmm. But here is how I think about it. Here is how I think about therapy, and here is why it's so important when navigating your mental health to think about therapy, to approach therapy, and to really consider therapy. When we are young and we are being raised, we don't teach ourselves how to eat. Mm. We don't teach ourselves how to drink, how to walk, talk, run. We don't teach ourselves that at all, right?
Yeah.
Somebody comes and teaches us, and that's why we end up doing it so well.
Yeah.
So why is it when it comes to navigating our mental health and knowing more about our minds and knowing why we are reacting a specific way in specific situations or how to react in specific ways in specific situations, why is it when it comes to mental health, we are expected to teach ourselves?
Yeah.
We are expected to learn it ourselves. We are expected to do it ourselves. We can't go to the professionals,
the experts, yeah.
The experts who, like the ones who taught us how to walk, talk, run, and eat, they can teach us how to navigate our mental health. So why is it that we can't go to them? Why is it that we stop ourselves from going to them when really we should go to them?
No, 100% I agree. I think a big part of it is that it's looked down upon. Mm. It's like, oh, you're going to therapy? What are you doing? Like, are you sick?
Mm.
You know, and that's...
You're crazy.
What, you're crazy. Yeah. And that's...
You're crazy. If you go to therapy, you're crazy.
Yeah. And if you don't, you're not crazy. And it's like, what is this? It's not the right way to look at it. I think asking for help is always the best option.
I think the problem is if you don't go to therapy, you're going crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you go to therapy, you're crazy.
Exactly. That's the problem. You know? It's like, it's like a lot of people will tell you, don't go. You're crazy if you do. And then if you don't go, you end up being crazy.
Yeah.
So I think a big part of it is always seeking and asking for help. But I think another thing as well, when it comes to mental health and like asking for that help, a lot of times we ask for it when we've reached our breaking point. And that's what we need to realize is sometimes you just need to, you need to ask yourself, like, am I actually okay right now? Or do I have to wait until I reach my breaking point to realize, oh, I don't want to get out of bed anymore. And that's the thing. That's why it's always good to ask yourself these questions every single day, to whether you like to journal every day, whether you like to meditate, to pray, whatever your source of to take care of your mental health is. It's something important that you practice these things every single day in order to be aware of your own mental state.
So that's the thing with therapy, right? The thing with therapy is people think about it as you're seeking help.
Mm-hmm.
When what I always say is with therapy, you're seeking knowledge.
Yeah.
Think about it as I'm seeking knowledge, not seeking help. Because once you think about it as I'm seeking knowledge, then you become more accepting to going and talking to a counselor, a therapist, a psychiatrist, whatever the source you are going to speak to is. Once you start thinking about therapy as seeking knowledge and not seeking help, then you don't put a specific timing to when you are going to go speak to them.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what I always say. I always say you have to go and speak to the therapist, speak to the psychiatrist, the counselor. Go and seek that knowledge before you need the help.
Exactly.
Because when you seek the knowledge, you won't get to the point where you need the help. You will get to the point where you want the help, where it will help to get the help, but you will never get to the point where you need the help if you go and have that, the therapy sessions, the counseling sessions, whatever it is, if you go have those you know, mental health care options, when you go for that stuff, you won't need the help eventually. So think about it as you're seeking knowledge.
Yeah.
You're seeking knowledge for your mind. You're seeking knowledge on how your you're seeking knowledge for your mind. You're seeking knowledge for how your mind reacts and why it reacts a specific way, when it will react that specific way and all that stuff.
Yeah, you begin to like really understand why you're going through what you're going through. And that's an important thing, like having that knowledge and that perspective as to why I'm feeling the specific way really helps with dealing with the issue in the first place.
Exactly.
And like sometimes when you do talk to someone and when you do seek help, you can learn something new about yourself. The problem that was in your head maybe was not really a big problem and it was just all in your head and you just needed someone to guide you on the right path.
And even if it was a big problem, you'll understand why,
it's exactly a big problem. Exactly, exactly.
And you'll understand why you're reacting a specific way
100%.
When it's a big problem. And we need to understand that when you go to the therapy, when you go to therapy, when you go seek knowledge, for the whole episode, I don't want to even talk about it as if I'm seeking help or,
seeking
or you're
knowledge.
Going to be seeking help. You're seeking knowledge. So we get confidence from knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We get confidence from seeking knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And then from seeking knowledge and the confidence we get from that, we get the calmness. So confidence gives you calmness, and then the calmness gives you time. That's what is really important when you're navigating mental health, the time. But you won't get the time without the confidence, and you won't get the confidence without the knowledge. So go and seek out that knowledge. Don't wait until something is wrong for you to go and seek out that knowledge. When you speak to them, these are professionals.
They've went
to over 10 years of university, college, and studies just to tell you and teach you on how your mind works in specific ways and why it's working in a specific way. So when I say you're going to go to therapy, I don't mean that all your problems are going to go away. All your problems will stay there, and they will stay the same.
But you'll learn about them. You'll understand them much better.
Exactly. And you learn how to go through them much better. And you learn why they're happening a lot better, and how you're feeling, why you're feeling a specific way when it's happening at that time, why you feel that way, what it's gonna do to you, what it's doing for you now, and what you have to do to stop it from getting bigger and bigger. So the problem will stay there, but it won't get bigger, or it won't get as big. And that's the thing with therapy, you know. It's just knowing that these are professionals that will equip you with the tools you need to navigate through 100%. The mental health. And when we speak about navigating through the mental health, and when we speak about breaking the stigma of therapy and seeking knowledge, and, you know, and seeking to know more about ourselves and our mental health, I want to make it a very important point that you need to be selfish, and you need to be selfless. So it's not you need to be selfish or selfless. And what I mean by that is two things. First of all, whatever you feel better doing, do it. Don't do one thing over the other, or don't do one thing and not the other because you feel like this is what you're told to do. This is what you should do. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you're going to have to be selfish, and sometimes you're going to have to be selfless. And sometimes you should be selfish, and sometimes you should be selfless. Okay. And again, I bring that point only to say, when breaking the stigma of going to therapy in the Arab world, you are going to have to be selfish.
100%.
You are going to have to be selfish to break through the stigma, 100%. To break through maybe your family who doesn't really understand it, your parents who maybe aren't really letting you do it,
your friends.
Or your friends who aren't really encouraging you to do it, or are giving you that feeling of embarrassment that you want to do it, or that you are doing it. This is when you become selfish.
It's because a lot of times those friends or those parents or your husband or your wife will think it's like they'll take it to heart. It's like, wait, am I not satisfying you enough? Am I the reason why you're feeling this way?
That's
what a lot of people don't realize. They think it's they're the problem. But in reality, it could just be something else in my life that I'm going through, and it has nothing to do with you, and I just need the right help.
You just can't help.
Exactly.
Or you can't help enough.
Exactly. You don't have the knowledge for it, and that's completely fine. It's not your fault. And a lot of times they don't realize that. So like, you would think like, oh, like you tell your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, I'm the problem.
Exactly.
And it's like, no. Yeah.
And by the way, when we speak about, you know, seek out professional help and seek out professional knowledge. So when we speak about seek out professional knowledge, seek out the therapy, we don't mean that those around you won't help you.
100%.
We don't mean that your family, your parents, your friends won't help you. And the best way I'll describe this scenario is something that my coach today had told me. Is he said that sometimes we see fighters, when they go to the professional ranks from the amateur ranks, they fail because they hold on to the coaches who are only equipped enough to have them win in the amateur ranks. They hold on to them for too long into the professional ranks, where then their coaches can't handle the professional ranks, and then they lose. And that's the same thing I want to say with the knowledge, when you're seeking knowledge, when you need, you feel you need more knowledge and you need to go to therapy, your parents, your family, your friends are going to help you. They might be there for you. They will be there for you. But there will come a point maybe, and there will come a point for sure, if the problem keeps going, not getting bigger, but if it only keeps going, there will come a point where the friends, the family, the parents, and those around you won't be able to help unless they are professionally equipped to do equipped. So. Yeah, so then you have to let go. You have to let go of those who have, they've taken you far enough, but they can't take you any further. That's where therapy is going to come in.
It's a great analogy that I like to use is when a rocket takes off. When it gets out of the atmosphere,
it lets go of
a part of it so it can continue going.
Exactly.
In life, that's really
but
what
so
it is.
So it continue going,
exactly.
right?
You need to let go of that in order to move forward.
Exactly.
In order to take that next step in your life. And that's what it is in a lot of things, not just navigating through mental health, but in anything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to let go of something old to receive something new.
And that's exactly it. It's just, you know, having to break that stigma and be selfish in your reasons and in your approach to therapy. So just if you feel like you need to talk to someone, go and talk to someone.
100%.
Despite what anyone tells you, despite what anyone thinks of you, despite what anyone is going to say about you, go and talk to someone. If you feel like you need to talk to someone, if you feel like you want to talk to someone and you want to learn more about what you're going through so you can go through it better, then go do it.
And you know what? A lot of times the person telling you not to do it is going through something and they just don't want to admit it to themselves.
Exactly.
That's why they're telling you to avoid it at all costs instead of accepting it and seeking that knowledge.
And you could be the source of inspiration to that
person.
So the people who are telling you not to do it and why you shouldn't do it, deep down they might have something that they need to go to therapy for, or they should go to therapy for, not necessarily want to or they need to. And then once they see you doing it and they see the success in it, it'll completely turn around. And when it's good that I'm talking about the success in it, because now I want to speak about how the hardest point in navigating mental health and the hardest part in seeking the knowledge from therapy is the beginning. That is the hardest part. The first step is always the hardest part. Finding the right person to talk to, finding the person you are most comfortable with, finding the knowledge you are most comfortable with. And when I say that, I mean, do you want to talk to a therapist, a counselor, a life coach, a psychiatrist? All of these are very different people in their fields, and it might take time and it might click instantly. So it's this or that, but both lead to the same road eventually. So it might take time, and even just pushing yourself, pushing your mind, pushing your brain to keep searching and to actually pick up the phone and call the center or call the therapist you want to talk to, that might feel so heavy on your heart, but you need to keep pushing, because only the first part is the hardest part. And once you see the results, start becoming addicted to it. And that brings me to a very nice quote that will take me to my next point. And this quote says, "There is hope even when your brain tells you there isn't."
Wow.
And when we're talking about mental health, we need to really remember this quote. There is hope even when your brain tells you there isn't. And when we talk about that, we just need to touch on trusting the process.
Yeah.
100%, right? Trusting 100%, 100%. The process. Trust the process. And not only to trust the process of healing, but also trust the process of the timing of your healing. So not only trusting the process of the healing, trust the timing of your healing. And the timing of why you are going through specific things and when you are going through them.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that is that healing is not linear. It's up and down. So while you're healing, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. It's not a straight line that goes up. But eventually, you'll see the changes in the process, but it's going to be an uphill mountain. And a lot of people also don't realize that healing takes time. It doesn't happen overnight.
Exactly. And when we talk about the time and we talk about the timing, I really want to touch on that when I say trust not only the process of your healing, but also trust the timing of your healing, we need to understand that the timing of what we go through usually isn't only for us. The timing isn't only for us. Usually the timing is also for the people around you. It's also for the circle that's going to help you. It's also for the resources that you are going to have to go through to help you. That's what the timing of what you are going through really is. Because I've spoken to so many of my friends, and I've spoken to friends myself. You know, I understand this is always easier said than done. And that's why I'm saying I've spoken to friends myself. But the whole reason for this podcast is we are telling you what you should hear, but it's not necessarily what we are going to tell ourselves when we are going through it. What we want. It's what we want to hear from the people who we are going to talk to about it.
Exactly.
But it's not necessarily what I'm going to think about to myself. I'm going to push myself to think about it. But this is what this episode is for. We are telling you the stuff that we would want to hear, that 100%. We would need to hear if we are going through this. And to touch back on the timing and how the timing isn't only for you, but also for the things around you. What I mean by that is I've heard so many people say, I wish I had gone through what I'm going through now 3 years earlier. When I wasn't working on this and that, where I wasn't busy with this and that, or I wish I had gone, or I wish I'd go through this 2 years later, not now. What you don't understand is what you are going through now, complaining about you going through now is the best time for it.
100%.
Because how you were 2 and 3 years ago when you wished for it to happen, you weren't equipped to go through it.
That's the funny thing, is you weren't equipped.
Yeah, you weren't equipped for you to go through it and let it happen. So you were wishing for it to happen 3 years ago, but you weren't equipped to let it happen, to go through it when it happens.
100%. And that's the thing. It's like we're comparing, not just sometimes you'll compare yourself to others, but sometimes you'll compare yourself to your previous self. And comparison is the thief of joy. And that's the problem. Like, you'll tell yourself, oh, I wish I went through this when I was this, like when I was like three years ago or whatever. And then you have to realize that you weren't ready to deal with it at that point. And now is the perfect time for you to go through what you're going through.
Because who you are now and what you have now and who you surround yourself by now is why you are ready to go through it.
100%.
Right? It's the people who have come into your life today that weren't in your life 3 years ago who are going to help you go through what you're going through now. It's the people who you are going to go seek the knowledge from, who you've got to know now, who didn't exist 3 years ago, that are going to help you go through it. The things that you have gotten used to doing now that you never used to do 3 years ago are the things that are going to help you cope and go through what you're going through now. That's what I mean by trust your timing. Trust not only why you are going through something, but trust when you are going through something, because you are going through it at the right moment. And I am saying the stuff I will need to hear when I go through this again, because I know I will go through this again. But the thing is, I always need to remind myself, and I always want you to remind yourself, that every single time you had a single doubt about why you're going through something or when you are going through something, later down the line you saw
it all makes sense.
Why and how you went through it, why you went through it at that time, and how it happened, and why it happened that way. So every single time you had a doubt, Mm-hmm. Every single time you doubted something, later on you always find out.
And you connect all the dots, but you can't connect the dots moving forward. You can only connect them looking backwards.
Mm.
That's something Steve Jobs said, and it resonates with me to this day.
Exactly. Looking backwards. And then you touched on it a little when we were speaking about comparison, right? And how comparison is the enemy. What I think about is comparison to other people is the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Comparison to your future is the enemy, but comparison to your past is your best friend.
I like that.
That's how I think about it.
Okay.
Comparison to others is the enemy. Comparison to the future is the enemy, but comparison to your past is your best friend. And I only say that because when you're navigating through mental health, it's so important when you reach the points of the lows again, when you're speaking about it's not linear. You're going to go up and down and up and down. It's very important that when you go down again, you remember. It's very important that when you go down again, you remember how you felt and how long it took to go up again before.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is very important. And I've seen so many people, you know, recovering from something, recovering from just anything that has to do with mental health. And when I speak to them, we always speak about, or we always speak most when they're at their low again. And they feel, when they go back to their lows, they feel like they're back at where they started.
Mm.
When it's not really like that, right? You are not who you were when you started. And it's not going to necessarily take as much as it took out of you when you first started.
Yeah.
So when you are back at that low, it's very important to remind yourself of the stuff you used to go through compared to the stuff you are going through now.
You're not starting from scratch, you're starting from experience.
Exactly. And compare the problems you're having now to the problems you have went before.
Yeah, or you've had back then.
Compare the problems you're having now to the problems you used to have before, and watch how you've overcome much bigger problems before. And now, because you've overcome all the bigger problems, you're going through smaller problems. But because you are so used to feeling that every single problem is a big one, you are so used to feeling that every single problem will take time, when you go through something small, you feel like this will take the same amount of time.
And that's where, like, going back to the first point we made, where seeking that knowledge reminds us of that. It gives us that. It changes our perspective.
Exactly.
Sometimes we don't realize that not every problem is of the same magnitude.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And even if it seems and it feels as if it's going to be of the same magnitude.
Exactly.
Right? Even if it feels and it seems that way. And that's what seeking the professional knowledge really gives you, because that's what they remind you of.
Exactly.
Every single time you speak to them. I have a mental performance coach, a sports psychologist. That's what's worked for me.
And that's just as important as
your
physical coach.
Exactly. That's more important.
Mm-hmm.
It's more important than my physical coach. It's more important than my boxing trainer, my strength and conditioning trainer. It's more important than all of that. So what has worked for me is my mental performance coach and my sports psychologist, where they remind you of that stuff. They remind you of, you know, don't compare yourself to your future, but sometimes you will have to compare yourself to your past positively.
Exactly.
Not negatively.
Yeah.
You will have to navigate it the right way. So when going back and looking at your past, when you are trying to get through your present, it's very important to navigate that part in a positive way. Only look back on the positives that brought you to your present. Do not look back at your past and remind yourself at the stuff that kept you there and kept you there at your past, right? That kept you there for longer than you should have. Don't remind yourself of that, but remind yourself of how you got through it, what it took to get through it, and that you've done it before. Remind yourself of the progress. Remind yourself that you've done it not once, not twice, not three times, but four times before.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are at number five and you could do it again 100%. Like you did it the past four 100%. Times. And then when we speak about comparison of your past and the future, it's very, very important to remember that the best thing to do, but the hardest thing to do, is staying in the present.
Yeah.
And that's why in this episode, we are giving you what to do when you go to the future and when you go to the past, because it's natural and it's okay and it will happen. But the problem is not knowing what to do when it does happen.
Yeah,
so when you go to the future, when you go to the past, it's not knowing what to do then that's going to cause the problems and the issues. But the best thing to do and what you always need to remind yourself of is to stay in the present. And I have written here that we tend to rush ourselves most when we start seeing progress, when really it's actually the opposite. So when we start seeing the progress is when we tend to start rushing ourselves most. When you start seeing progress, that's actually the time where you start slowing down and navigating slowly, especially when it comes to mental health. When you start seeing the progress, you start expecting yourself to see more progress.
It's like a drug, it's
addictive. And faster progress. Mm. You want to see it more and faster. And when you don't see it as fast as you want, or when you don't see it as much as you want, you start thinking that you're failing. Remind yourself of how long
it took you to get to that
the
stage.
Past progress took.
Yeah.
Remind yourself of how long it took you to get to now and how long it took you to get through the past progress that you had to go through. Then when you remind yourself of that, multiply it by two and think about this is how long it's going to take to see the next part of the progress. Because it only gets deeper and deeper and heavier and harder as you go on, because there's this saying that it's a lot harder to maintain than to get there.
Yeah.
And the reason why the progress slows down, or the progress gets harder to see, or you see it a lot slower later on in your mental health recovery, or when you're navigating mental health, it's because you are now trying to maintain everything you've worked on before to see the next. It's very easy to lose the first few pounds. It's very easy to lose weight the first few weeks, but it's not easy to maintain them.
And
then the scale slows down, right?
Yep.
You start dropping weight a lot slower, but only with consistency. Yeah. Then do you see the real result and the progress.
100%.
So it's very 100%. Important, right, to just remind yourself and the progress. And I've seen you go through that.
No,
I've seen you remind yourself of that.
100%.
And I won't go into detail, but I've seen you, and I want you to touch on that if you're okay with it.
Again. Yeah.
But I've seen you go through something, recover from it, and then go through it again.
Yeah.
And I think you know what I'm talking about. And when it comes to that mental health aspect, you know, it's part of those, you know, sometimes we have physical symptoms of our mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you go through one thing and recover from it and go through it again, and how you've walked me through when I was going through a similar thing. So how did it feel when it took you such a long time to recover from something? How did it feel knowing that you are now seeing it again?
Mm-hmm.
Because of a stressful period you are going through again, because of high stress you are going through again, how did it feel to go through that again, knowing how much it took out of you before? How did it feel knowing that you need to do it again?
So the thing is, when it comes to that, like, and knowing that you're gonna go through something again that you've been through, it's like you have to mentally prepare yourself for it. And like, as much as you can mentally prepare yourself for it, at the end of the day, it's still gonna hit you in the face.
Yeah, but what if it strikes suddenly?
That's where it really hurts. When it strikes suddenly, it's a very tough time. But it should be a tough time. That's the thing.
Exactly.
You have to understand that it's okay to not be okay. And sometimes that's the hardest part. And that's why when I went through this, it took me such a long time at first, because I wasn't accepting. I was like, no. I don't want to accept that this is how I'm supposed to feel right now. But it's when you are willing to accept that, and you are willing to give it its time to really heal and really understand yourself and work on improving yourself for yourself, not for someone else. That's when you're able to heal from it. And it's going to take time. And with me, what I've been through, and this is something I haven't been through just once. It's happened many times before.
Yeah.
It's just, it's part of the process. Sometimes you're not going to want to get out of bed. Sometimes you're not going to want to do something that you found once love in. You're not, you're just going to, you actually start hating it.
Yeah.
And you run away from it and you avoid it because you're just, you're not there in your head in the right way. And you just want to sit at home and do nothing.
But you have the confidence that you've went through it before.
But that's the thing. You have to find it in yourself.
And you have to remind yourself of it, right?
Because no one else is. At the end of the day, you can go to as many people for help as you want. But at the end of the day, the one person that's going to get you out of this is yourself. You can get all the support, knowledge, and guidance. But at the end of the day, if you're not willing to help yourself.
If you're not willing to seek the knowledge that's going to help yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very important I say that because you're not going to carry the load yourself.
Yeah.
You're not going to carry the load yourself. You're not expected to carry the load yourself, even if it feels like you should be carrying the load yourself. And I say that because the biggest thing that stops us from going to therapy, talking to a counselor, talking to a life coach, and seeking that knowledge is feeling that we are the ones that are supposed to carry that load ourselves alone.
But the way I mean it is that by you going and seeking that knowledge is that you are helping yourself. You're actually taking that step. You're not listening to your friends. You're not listening to the family members that are telling you not to go. And you're actually prioritizing yourself in order to seek that knowledge. And that's how you're able to look past that, to get out of that that state that you're in mentally.
And one thing you touched on in the beginning when you were speaking about this is time and how you know we sometimes try to rush time. And that brings me to a quote that says, you can't rush something you want to last forever.
Yeah.
You can't rush something you want to last forever. And when you said it's okay not to feel okay, that's exactly it. The longer it takes to feel okay after not feeling okay, that means the longer it will last when you are then feeling okay after. That's the thing. So you can't rush something you want to last forever. Yeah. So give yourself that time. And we can never rush time, even though it's the thing we always want to do most. But the thing we can never do is rush time. And the only thing to start trusting time is to give time its time. Give time its time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, I always like to touch on, and again, I always like to touch on my time traveler theory, right? Where I say, if you need to time travel to be sure of it or change it, then you can't control it. So give time its time, and it's the only thing it's the only way you are going to start trusting the time. And just know you can't rush it. If you want it to last forever, you can't rush it.
And you deserve to take your time.
Mm.
You shouldn't feel like I need to get this fixed right now.
Even if things around you and people around you aren't giving you that time.
100%.
Or aren't understanding of that time it's taking.
And they never will. That's the truth. They never will, because no one knows what you're going
through. Some never will. Let's change it to that.
Some never will. It's just, unfortunately for me, a lot of people didn't understand.
Some never will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some never will. And that's actually what brings me to a good point, where you will lose those who won't understand. And that's okay. It's part of navigating mental health. So you will lose those who won't understand. And that is completely okay when you're navigating mental health and when you're just being selfish in that area, but you're also being selfless in letting them go.
Yeah.
And just to loop around, it's what you said. It's when a rocket goes into space, at some point in the atmosphere, it has to let go
of something. Exactly, in order to continue
moving. And because that something isn't going to be able to survive
those
altitudes.
Exactly.
Right? It won't understand the altitudes. And that's exactly how it is.
People come into your life for specific reasons and periods, and you have to go sometimes.
Exactly. So then let's speak about something very big when we're navigating the mental health, and that's patience, right? Let's touch on patience, because mental health and patience go hand in hand. Patience in mistakes, patience in progress, patience in all of it, they just go hand in hand. And the way I think about patience is not how long you wait, but how you act while you wait.
I like that.
That's what patience is. Patience is not how long you wait, but how you are acting while you wait, who you are becoming while you wait. And that's what determines you getting out of something. That's what determines you recovering from something. That's what determines how well you start navigating your mental health going through something, is not only how long are you waiting for it to end, or how long are you waiting for it to get better. It's what are you doing for it to get better?
Yeah.
And how long are you doing that for?
Yeah, because as we said earlier, it's not the healing isn't something linear. Mm. There's going to be days where it's not working.
Exactly.
And you're going to have to find your way.
It's the patience down there.
Exactly.
That gets you back up there.
Exactly. And I'm sure you've related to this when you were training.
Definitely, yeah.
Sometimes.
And like, you've seen it firsthand.
Yeah, the weight's not going down.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Yeah. You're not.
We're a week away and my sparring is horrible.
Exactly.
After it being amazing.
100%.
And we're a week away.
But you're able to like find that small part in you that like pushes and makes you excel in the end.
But that is how we get rewarded. Right? Exactly. How we get rewarded is how we are acting and how we are working and who we are becoming while you wait. And what I mean by that is, you will only completely go through something, and it will only eventually completely end, and you will only, you know, successfully start navigating your mental health when you become the person who is ready to do it.
Mm.
When you become the person who is ready to not go through it, to have went through it.
Okay.
That's when you go through it. When you are ready to become the person who has went through this one day, then it will end. Then the patience will end. Then you get rewarded for who you've become, for who you've pushed to become during that period. And when we speak about who you are going to become after you've went through something, or who you are going to become when you're navigating your mental health, when you start understanding more about yourself, when you start seeking more knowledge, and when you start, you know, changing your perspective of why you are going through something, how you are going through something, and when you are going through something, it's very important to know that you could change. You probably will change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful to change. That's what you need to understand. And while you change, a lot will change around you. And when those things are changing around you, focus on building the right support system. So you broke through the stigmas of family, friends, those around you, things around you. You've broken through the stigma. You've pushed to break through it. Now work on building support systems around you to keep you there.
Yeah.
People who will understand. And let's just touch on the importance of having a support network. I want to speak more about our Fight Week group.
Yeah.
Right? The Fight Week group that... And for those who don't know the Fight Week group, every single fight...
Avengers.
Yeah, the Arab Avengers. Every single fight I go to, from the first fight, I just knew who I really wanted around me. And it's not necessarily who used to be closest to me, but today they are the closest people to me. And... from the first fight, it has never changed. And it's because that group of people that I've built around me, that support system that I've built around me, these are the right people to have around me. It's Mustafa, Mahmoud, Yusuf, Nader. that group of people is just something so, so special. And I've built that support system because they will understand not what I go through physically, but mentally.
Yeah.
They will understand the frustrations. They will understand me and my faith. And they will understand why I'm feeling insecure about specific stuff, why I'm fearing specific stuff, why I'm doubting specific stuff. But it's not more of knowing that they will understand. It's knowing and trusting that they will get me out of it.
Yeah.
And that's, I know and trust that you guys will encourage me to get out of it to and help me get through it, but also give me the time to get through it and go through it and also help me just deal with it.
Yeah, no, and like that's the thing. Like there's so much that happens behind the scenes that no one knows about, and maybe they'll never know about it.
They'll never know about it, yeah. Or maybe one day they
maybe one day. There documentary. Is
so much. Exactly.
But no, like, yeah, there's so much that goes behind the scenes and like...
Mentally.
Mentally. And it's like, the craziest thing to me is that like, before the fight weeks, we didn't really all know each other like that.
Exactly. None of us knew each other.
Like I didn't know Mahmoud, I didn't know Nader, Yusuf I had known before. But like, we all got close during that week and fight, like the fight week itself. Yeah. And like... Every single fight that we go through, it's like the bond gets stronger, and we're able to like handle these amounts of pressure and like all the issues that we go through and the
because
problems.
Because we navigate the mental health in each other's lives, we help each other through so much outside of boxing, even the same exact way. We all think so similarly when it comes to that, but more importantly, so it's very important to stress how to communicate with your friends and family when it comes to mental health after you've built the right support system. So right now I can call any of you and speak about anything at any time. But in order for someone to help you go through something, in order for someone you trust and are comfortable to go to, in order for them to help you to go through something, you need to equip them enough with the information and the tools for them to help you to go through something. And that's a very big problem we sometimes see when we're talking about therapy, when we're trying to seek that knowledge, when we're talking to a therapist, a counselor, a mental coach, a life coach, a psychiatrist, is sometimes we hold back. Or if, even if we're talking to a friend or a parent or a family member, we expect them to help us a lot more than what we are giving them.
Yeah.
We are expecting to help. 100%. We are expecting them to help us with a lot more than the stuff we are giving them, and that's not how it works. The more you want them to help you, the more you are going to have to give them to help you.
100%.
The more you want them to help you through, the more you are going to give them of what you are going through, and that's what's really important when you're building that support system.
It's really important the environment you're in. Because the environment you're in can bring you all the support and help you need, and it can also bring you down. And that's why it's really important to always realize who you're spending your time with, who you're talking to, and who is there when you need them, and who walks out on you when you also needed them.
And that's part of the self-care strategies. When we're navigating mental health, it's very important to touch on self-care. Self-care is so important, not only for what you are going through now, but how you'll maintain it after you go through it. But people stress a very big point when they talk about mental health and self-care through mental health. And I want to say something. I'm going to say something that's very controversial when it comes to that point. But if it works for you, it works for you. And I'm not saying to not do it completely. I'm just saying to do it differently. People stress daily routines. People stress when recovering, when you're navigating mental health, to have a strict daily routine of what you do then and when and at that time.
Yeah.
And I actually don't agree with that at all.
Okay.
Especially when you're navigating mental health. Because when navigating mental health, the most important part of it, I think, is the flexibility and the adaptation. The flexibility and the adaptation is what's the most important thing when we're navigating mental health and when we're when we're focusing on that self-care. And I think what focusing on a daily routine and I have to do this at that time and I have my rituals,
it
puts more pressure and more stress and more anxiety if you don't end up doing one thing from the stuff you are going through. So I understand that sometimes it brings calmness to your life knowing that you are doing specific stuff every single day. It brings that consistency. But there is consistency through flexibility.
Yeah.
There is consistency through adaptations as well. But that's only how I see it, okay? That's only how I think you should go on about it. And that's that's what I've understood from what I've read or what I've studied, where I just think when we're navigating mental health and we're focusing on self-care, it's very important to just be very flexible.
Yeah.
And very adaptive, because like you said, it's not linear and it's up and down, and some days it's going to be a lot harder to stick to those routines and we're going to start shaming ourselves for not having
done. It
starts
causing more harm than good for you.
Starts causing more harm than good. So how about you stick to your routine of being flexible?
Okay.
Stick to your routine of being adaptive. Stick to the routine of being adaptive when something goes wrong.
Mm.
Being flexible when something goes wrong. Being adaptive and flexible when something is good. Because it's very important to be there as well when it's going good to make sure you don't go down again, right?
100%. I feel like for me personally, because I've tried both. I've tried to have like a strict wake up at 7 a.m. you're going to do this, this and that. And like when I miss something or like when I wake up to it, I'm like, oh, the day's ruined.
So hard with mental health.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm like, oh, the day's ruined. Like I'm just going to not do anything all day. And so I think it's like sometimes what personally has worked for me is like, I just like know that there's three things I need to do in the day. Like that are like non-negotiables. Yeah. That I need to do. And these three things, whether I do them
despite
in the morning,
how you're feeling,
yeah,
and sometimes that stuff helps you through it,
yeah, exactly. And there are things
that's
that
the routine
like,
you stick to,
exactly. It's things that like I know I need to do and that will better me, and that's how I found like that's the best thing that's worked for me personally,
yeah,
not the strict I have to do this at this exact time,
yeah, and that's part of the coping mechanisms, right, when you're dealing with daily routines or how you are going to handle that. But it all really starts with knowing how to manage that stress.
Yeah.
So just have ways of managing that stress. And the best way to manage that stress is grounding techniques.
Okay.
And when I say grounding techniques, I mean the best ways to manage anxiety and manage stress is to stay grounded. And the only way to stay grounded is to not fly back to the past or try to fly to the future.
Stay where you are.
Stay where you are. Stay grounded. Stay where your feet are. Stay where your feet are able to. And that's where you are now. That's where you are in the present. And that's how you will manage that stress and cope when navigating your mental health through issues and problems. One of the last points I really want to touch on, and it's such a huge and big point when we speak about navigating mental health, and that's mental health and relationships.
Yeah.
And when I say relationships, I mean friends, family,
everything.
But also romantic relationships, and how mental health can really alter and change and affect that, right? It's it's a very big part of it, of the people who are closest to you might not understand the most, but also you might start feeling like you aren't ready for specific relationships because you feel like they won't understand where you are.
Yeah.
And then you will also feel like I shouldn't put them through having to understand how I am and where I am right now. And I completely disagree with that.
Okay.
I completely disagree with that. But what do you think about that idea of how mental health will affect your relationships, and how you sometimes shy away from starting new relationships or recovering old relationships because of them not being able to understand what you're going through now. Mm-hmm. Or I shouldn't even put them through having to understand what I'm going through now.
No, for me, something that like I'll always live by is you can't love someone else without loving yourself first. That's something that like I have like seen like with other relationships. I've seen it and I've seen it with my own personal relationships. And I feel like that's such an important thing to have in your mind before getting into a relationship. But for me personally, when it comes to like a romantic relationship, I don't bring in anything from the past into that new relationship. So I don't judge this new person in my life based on like what other people in my life did to me or how my relationships ended with previous people. And for me, that's why, like, let's say I opened up to this person about something and like they let me down, that doesn't mean that like I'll never open up to that next person. That's not fair on them. That's me carrying old stuff into the new relationship, and that's just like she didn't ask for that. And that's why for me, I feel like when you're going into that new relationship, when especially with someone that you care about and love, it's very important to have that communication, that trust, and to always talk about how you feel to make sure that you guys are both on the same page.
Yeah, that's really what I really want to continue on when we're speaking about navigating mental health and how it will alter or change or affect relationships. What I really want to touch on is when you are navigating mental health, you are going to feel that feeling where you don't want to start having new relationships and you don't want to start maybe pushing yourself to recover old relationships because you feel like they won't understand what you are going through, or sometimes you even feel like they shouldn't understand what you are going through. And what I mean by that is you feel that you shouldn't put that weight and load on them. But here's what I really want to say. The relationships that you decide that are worth recovering, or the relationships that you decide that are worth starting at the point of your life that you are in, if you are still navigating mental health, struggling to navigate mental health or recovering from something, the relationships you decide to recover and start during that time should be the relationships that are only worthy of having you the way you are. And what I mean by that is if it's the right relationship to recover or the right relationship to start having at the time of your life right now, then it will be the right relationship for you at the time. Then it will be the right relationship for you at the state you are in now. That's how you have to start thinking about it. The other person will understand how you are. If they are meant for you. If they are meant to start that relationship. Or if they are meant to and worthy of recovering that relationship. They will understand how you are. They will understand what you are going through. They should understand what you're going through. And they should understand what you are, because that's what a relationship is, with family, friends, or a romantic one. That's what it is. They should understand that. They should want to understand that. They should want to help you understand it, and they should want to know more about you to understand it. So during that time, only recover and only start the relationships that are worthy of starting and that are worthy of having you during the state you are in now. So to end the episode, we have to touch on the thing that will give you enough courage, that will give you enough patience, that will give you enough trust and enough bravery to seek the help, that will give you enough of everything and enough of yourself now. It will give you enough of yourself in the past and enough of yourself in the future. And that is finding joy in your everyday life through gratitude. is the gratitude.
It's so important.
That brings the most joy.
100%.
It's the gratitude that brings the best form of joy, because you're grateful for what you've went through, you're grateful for mm-hmm. what you're going through, and you're grateful already for what you're going to go through.
Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, a lot of times the things we pray for, we end up getting, and we're not grateful for them anymore. And that's the problem.
Enjoy the small moments.
Exactly.
Be grateful for the small moments. It's not only the big progress when you're navigating mental health that you have to appreciate. It's the small steps that will lead to the bigger ones.
Because they all add up at the end of the day.
Exactly. They all lead up to the bigger ones at the end of the day. So be grateful for those small moments. When you can't get out of bed one day, but you get out of bed the next day, be grateful for that one day.
Because that's progress.
Don't wait to do it for a week, two, or a month, then become grateful. So it's find joy in that one day. Find joy in that 1 hour. And that's so important when we're talking about gratitude and navigating mental health. It's just become mindful of your moments. Become mindful of the small moments. And that's what the beauty of navigating mental health is. And that's what seeking professional knowledge gives you. That's what they teach you, right?
100%.
And that's what this episode is for. It's to tell you the stuff that we won't necessarily tell ourselves going through it.
But we want to hear it.
But we want to hear it. And you should want to hear it too at a specific point. That is the most important thing. Is just become grateful for what you had, what you have, and what you're going to have. But also become grateful for what you lost, what you are losing, and what you are going to lose. Mm. You have to become grateful for these moments, because what you lost and losing and you are going to lose, it's what is going to give you what you are going to have now and what you will have later on. So become grateful for all of it. That's the joy that you get and you find through gratitude. And we spoke about that when we said every single moment you had doubt about why you're going through something and how you're going through something, you look back again.
And it all makes sense.
And it all makes sense, but we're not necessarily grateful for it.
Yeah.
So when you look back, take a moment, be mindful of the moments, and just be grateful it happened.
100%.
Be grateful for who you become because it happened. Be grateful for who you've gained because of it. And that was this episode on the Inner Guidebook, speaking on navigating mental health. This was the end of the Inner Guidebook episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope it was of any knowledge or of any help. And I hope really that you could look back or listen back to this episode whenever you can.
Yeah.
Whenever you want, whenever you feel like you should. But what I really want you to take from this episode is seek professional knowledge. Go and seek that knowledge. Break the stigmas. Let's break the stigma in the Arab world. Let's break the stigma in the world where therapy is frowned upon, a talk is frowned upon, seeking knowledge, seeking help is frowned upon. Let's break that stigma. Go and do it. Don't wait for the feeling where you need to do it or you have to do it.
Don't reach your breaking point.
Don't reach that breaking point, but go do it now where you won't have to reach the breaking point. Go do it now where if you reach the breaking point, you will know how to deal with it. But that's what I wish you take from this episode. I was your host, professional boxer Ziad Maayouf, with social media megastar Mustafa Hassan. And this was the end of the episode for today. And I'll see you at the next one.